question. Bell already mentioned that institute, European Institute for Advanced Studies in Management, in a way comparable to the Schmalenbach Gesellschaft in Germany, but on a European basis. Most of its members are universities, but increasingly professional accountancy bodies are also members. So that's the place for the project. We have a steering group because we want to combine relevance for the profession of its results, but also academic rigor. This is a research project. What do we want to achieve? We want to provide comparable information on accountancy qualification, education and training. And I would like to stress the word comparable, because a lot has been published about accountancy education worldwide as it exists. But it's very difficult, much more difficult than I thought in the beginning, to get it on a comparable basis. And we're trying to do that, a little bit more about that in a moment. In view of our wish to contribute to realistic and achievable guidelines, harmonization and recognition of diplomas, and the development of accountancy education. And the reason we started the project was quite simple. A number of us in our jobs, I was director of education of the Dutch Institute of Registered Accountants before I started this. We were writing international guidelines telling everybody what they should do, and nobody had time to look into the present situation and the reasons behind that. So that's the main reason we started this. And what we did was we developed a conceptual model for comparative country studies, country profile, I'll say a little bit more later on, some characteristics of the professional body, not too much, and the main part of the model is the qualification, starting with the objective, accountant, auditors, that sort of thing, standards. Who sets the standards? The government, professional bodies, what's the position of the universities in that? Is there a final examination of professional competence? If yes, how is it organized, regulated, etc.? System of professional education, which, by the way, can be quite different in the United States as part of a Masters of Accounting degree. In the UK, mostly post-university degree. System of practical training, and we relate the results for each country with the international guidelines in that field, mainly IFAC, the International Federation of Accountants. UNCTAD from the United Nations has done work on that. There's of course European guidelines, and AACSB in America also has an influence. We selected countries. We are interested in looking at difference and equivalences between systems. We're not interested in covering 150 countries. So we selected countries in the European Union, North America, Central and Eastern Europe, Africa and the Middle East, Asia and the Far East, Middle and South America. And we selected those countries in view of possible different characteristics. So we looked at, before we started, at possible accounting systems, at major legal systems that exist in the world, differences in labor market and economic positions, and cultural backgrounds. We looked at research that has been done in those areas, and we selected in the region that I just mentioned on the slide before this one, we selected countries which were different on those characteristics, hoping that in the final analysis of the results, there will be a relation between those characteristics, the existing system of accountancy qualification, education and training, and the international guidelines on those issues. We have been lucky in cooperating, we are lucky in cooperating with major institutes. EASM was mentioned. We also considered a cooperation with the IAAR, which Bell is the president. That's very important because we try to bring together developments in the accounting profession and in academic circles. professional bodies participating in the project, ACCA, Mark Holmes is here, the American Institute, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of England and Wales, Institute of Chartered Accountants in Scotland, the Order des Experts Comptables, and you won't be surprised, my institute. We started in the European Union and North America for two very simple reasons. Not that we think that the world is represented by those regions, but on one hand, practical, keep it manageable and have to use the context we have. On the other hand, I can even try to justify that because a lot of the developments in accounting education in the rest of the world started in one of those countries. So there should be a link. And at the moment, we are just trying to discover whether that is true. We have sent, by the way, we have sent out a quite long questionnaire on accounting education to all the countries worldwide and are getting the results back at the moment. The project is a no-fee project. We thought that everybody who participated should do so out of his own interest, which can be quite different, by the way. It can be the promotion of globalization. It can be linked with other areas of research. It can be work in Eastern Europe for European institutes. But it's a no-fee project, but all the big firms sponsor the cost with their secretariat in Brussels, travel, that sort of thing. We keep that as low as possible. And finally, ECMAS due. For time constraints, we had a problem with this one. There are a lot of international contacts too. IFAC was already mentioned. I'd like you to pay attention to the hieroglyphs on the second line you probably don't understand. GSC is the Global Steering Committee of the Accountancy Firms. ECG is European Contact Group of those same firms, and ETTF is the Education and Training Task Force they have set up. I mention this specifically because in the last couple of years, priority for accountancy education at the major accountancy firms has grown tremendously. They are cooperating and not competing in that field, and they are willing to invest quite heavily in development of the accountancy education they need for their worldwide work. And I think in academic circles it is well to recognize that fact and look for more cooperation in that field, bringing professional and academic developments together. And there have been contacts with the European Union, the OECD, and there's UNCTAD. For time reasons, I'll spare that. We participate in conferences, we publish, and at the IAAO Hong Kong World Conference for Accounting Educators, Dell mentioned, this project should be finished and the results should be accessible to everybody. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, and next. Please watch the time, I guess.
I intend to be very brief. Good morning. David Alexander, University of Birmingham, representing officially the International Accounting Section of the British Accounting Association. You've already heard a little about the BAA. We are the special interest group within it in the same sort of way as the International Section of the American Accounting Association. We are a rather newer body, rather smaller body.